This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Christmas day. Man, you're committed if you're listening to this episode, or it's no longer Christmas.
Yeah, they might not have caught it on Christmas, but Merry Christmas if
you did. Merry Christmas. Pastor Jared Pollard here, joined by
Pastor Kinsey Joyner.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good day. We're not doing Money Monday today. Instead, we're going to do
Merry Monday.
Merry Monday. Kinsey, take her away. What are we doing here today?
Yeah, well, Jared, I was just wondering what puts you like in a merry mood for Christmas? You know, I'll tell you what puts me in a good mood for Christmas. You know, being at home with my wife and kids, and I will be, since we're recording this ahead of time, I actually will be at home on Christmas, but we're recording this for you guys on Christmas. But, you know, that time at home with family, that gets me really merry and happy to, you know, just to be able to spend quality time with my wife and kids. And then I also get excited about some, like, gift cards and stuff they give us at work, and they give us, like, a free ham, you know, a little bonus on the side. That makes me merry.
ham first, no turkey. I'm a ham guy, so.
I guess
most people eat ham on Christmas, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
No turkey for me. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Save the turkey. Especially the turkey breast. It's too.
Save the turkey.
Could be a little dry.
Kill the pig.
And, all right, there we go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Eating good food, of course.
Yeah.
Makes us merry.
I think what makes me merry is it's not that I don't enjoy receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. That's great. I like it when, you know, somebody says, hey, I thought of you, got you this. That's awesome. But I try to put a lot of thought in the gifts that I buy for people.
Yeah.
And so I actually enjoy the giving process quite a bit. I think my wife has changed me over the last 9 years to become that kind of person. But, you know, I like to put a lot of thought and, you know, get people stuff, not just stuff that they would like, but things that are thoughtful and have a lot of meaning attached to them. So that makes me merry.
Yeah, I don't think you can replace the...
Of course, God rest ye, merry gentlemen. You need a Christmas nap in there somewhere. So that makes me merry.
Yeah, to have the chance to nap in the middle of the day eating a large plate of ham and all that makes us very merry. And this year, they're going to have football on Christmas. So.
Not just football. Chiefs football.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
So, Merry Chiefs Christmas.
I don't think we're sponsored by the NFL, but you know.
No.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, of course. it's allowed.
That's right.
We're fans.
That's it.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of different things that make us merry on Christmas and just the Christmas season in general and the, you know, coming up New Year's and all of that. It's a fun time. It's a happy time. And, of course, thinking about Jesus puts me in a merry mood. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have Christmas without Christ.
That's right.
You can't put an X in front of it. It's got to be Christ Mass. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. And so but we're going to look at this scripture that talks about being merry, and it's Proverbs 17:22, and the New King James says, "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." Mm. All right, so this a merry heart does good like medicine, right? Happiness, merriness, it makes you feel good. So this verse implies that a merry or happy heart actually treats the body like medicine, but that a broken or discouraged heart or spirit can actually cause physical distress or sickness.
Yeah.
You know, our attitude and our emotions actually can change our physical bodies and obviously our mental state as well.
That's true.
And so, we're on Christmas, and so this time it should be a time of fun, of laughter, of joy, gifts, and, you know, just enjoying family and friends.
Yeah.
But it's not always that way for some people.
That's true.
You know, it can be a time of sorrow for some, a time of disappointment, a time of loneliness for some. And it's not like you might not be completely alone, but there might be someone that was important in your life that's no longer there.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel alone. It makes you feel, you know, sad.
That's true.
And so there's a balance in Christmas. So how can we, as believers, the question is, how can we overcome those kinds of feelings mm-hmm. during Christmas and leading into the new year? You know, because there is that happiness, there's that excitement of a new year, there's excitement of the holiday of celebrating mm-hmm. Jesus and family, but then there's those feelings of sorrow, you know, missing people or missing out on things that we thought would happen this year.
Yeah.
And so I was just wondering, what are some ways that we can overcome?
Yeah. I used to make fun of my dad. We were not allowed to do anything until we read Luke chapter 2.
Really?
And nice. Then yeah. I even have some memories of singing Happy Birthday to Jesus.
Wow.
And then we would eat orange flavored cinnamon rolls. All right. Which, if you've never had an orange cinnamon roll,
I haven't.
They're delicious.
I'm sure it is.
That might just be that could be a childhood attachment, but they're delicious.
Hey, I'd love to try it.
But then we'd get into the presents and stuff. And what really, looking back on that now, and probably what's going to happen to my child this year is that we will sit down and read Luke chapter 2.
There you go.
Because when I think about how do we overcome those more negative feelings, you know, often we think about what Jesus did for us on the cross, which obviously that's the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate gift.
Yeah.
Not to be too cheeky with, you know, the gift giving season, but right. that is the,
it is the greatest gift.
It's the ultimate gift.
Right.
But I often think about, man, what the Son of God went through by coming down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just drop down as a man prepared to die. He dropped down as a newborn baby. And the process of growing and maturing, and I mean, it just, when you look at it that way, it's not just that Jesus died on the cross, but those 33 years of preparation to do so.
Right.
I don't know many people that have been given a gift that took 33 years to prepare.
Yeah.
Like I can't think of many.
No, no.
And so that encourages me. I'm like, man, not only has Jesus been the hope of the world from the beginning, but when he came to earth, he spent 33 years preparing, knowing that he was going to give the ultimate gift. That makes me merry. That makes me thankful, that because, you know, I've never prepared for any type of gift like that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And so to be on the receiving end of that makes me merry.
That's good. Yeah, Jesus is and was the greatest gift that we could ever receive. And so remembering what God did through Jesus and what he accomplished for us, you know, that can help, you know, and there's still some, and still sometimes we think about it. But the other thing is, I think, is realizing that Jesus did live this human life, those 33 years. And at the end of it, you know, he went through the same things we go through with the sorrow, the loneliness, and those times of disappointment. But the Isaiah says that he bore our sorrows, right? Yeah. So in those sorrowful times, we can say, Jesus, you bore it for me.
Yeah.
And he understands those feelings of our sorrow.
That's good.
And he says to the disciples, you know, in this world, you will have trials, you will have tribulations and sorrows, but be of good cheer, be merry, right?
Yeah.
Be encouraged, because I overcame the world,
right?
And so that we can look at what Jesus did and who he is, and that can bring us joy and make us merry, you know, and focus on those. We can also just focus on the things that bring us joy.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus did a great work for us, but he did it so we can enjoy all the things we like in life, that we love, and whether it be our family, whether it be some hobbies, some movies, some some music, you know, whatever it may be that brings us joy, we can do those things, and we can put ourselves in those places that bring us joy, rather than sitting in the place of darkness and sorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and then also we can reach out to those that encourage us. We can reach out and encourage others. You know, what you sow, you will reap.
That's it.
You know, so if you sow some encouragement, you'll reap some as well.
Yeah.
Because I think we all have someone, you know, even if it's not our close family or anyone like that, we have someone that cares about us, that we can reach out and encourage them, and they can do the same for us.
Yeah.
And so that can replace those sorrows and those tough times.
Yeah, absolutely.
especially on Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Be that source of love and that just take every opportunity to share the love that Christ has given to us.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're going to close it up for you guys. We know you want to get back to your food and holiday movies and all of that.
Maybe you're taking your Christmas walk right now. That makes me
worry. Yeah.
Except that for some reason it seems like in Missouri Christmas has to be 65 degrees. I don't know what's up with that. A white Christmas, that would make me merry. Let's figure out how to get to that.
We need one of those. Yeah. But that's awesome. A merry heart is like medicine and does good to your spirit, your soul, your body. So we just encourage you to find joy in this holiday season and then to do your best to encourage others so they can find joy as well and be blessed. And Merry Christmas, AOC.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.